Like what you hear? Tell your friends. Thanks for listening to HRNRadio.com.
Journeys into mind, heart, and soul. I'm Rabbi Wayne Dossick, inviting you to come on the journey. Join in the quest. Spirit Talk Live is our monthly forum for exploring the great questions of existence, for joining in the ultimate quest to find meaning and worth in life through intellectual inquiry and sacred spirit. It's a worldwide conversation for spiritual seekers and for rational empiricists, for people of all religions and of no religion, of all faiths and of no faith, because here on Spirit Talk Live, nothing is sacred and everything is sacred. Well, welcome, welcome, welcome to this month's edition of Spirit Talk Live. We're very glad that you're here with us. Thank you for taking a moment out of your cooking in preparation for Thanksgiving. It is a good thing for all of us to be able to stop for just a moment in the onslaught of time and in the craziness that this chaotic world is presenting us with lately, to be able to gather together as family and friends and to express our gratitude to each other and to the divine in whatever way we perceive him or her, to give gratitude for all the goodness that is in our lives. And so we wish you a very, very happy Thanksgiving. As we begin our program, I'm happy to remind you, as always, of my newest book, The Real Name of God, Embracing the Full Essence of the Divine. It's revolutionary, radical new theology, finding who God really is, and going back into the Bible itself to find the real name of God hiding in plain sight for all these centuries and millennia. You can find more about this book at the website at www.godisanochi.com. There you can see a little 7-minute video where I explain the ideas and the concepts in the book. And you can listen to the chants that are in the book. There are some 30 chants that you can listen to, as we used to say in the old South Side of Chicago, free for nothing. Or if you wish, you can purchase a hard copy of the CD by ordering it there, and we'll send it to you from here, our offices in San Diego. And you can also order there a copy of the companion booklet called The Care and Feeding of Your God Self. Later on in pages and on that website are all my other books, which you can find and order from that website as well. So, The Real Name of God, Embracing the Full Essence of the Divine. The website is God, G-O-D-I-S-A-N-O-C-H-I, ANOCHI.com. So here we are today, and I'm very disappointed that my guest is not feeling well and couldn't be with us this morning. He had to cancel at the last minute. But I do want to make you aware of the new book that he has written, Rabbi Dr. Jack Schechter. That's spelled S-H-E-C-H-T-E-R. He's been on the program here 3 or 4 times before. His new book is called The Idea of Monotheism, the Evolution of a Foundational Concept. It is a brilliant, brilliant book. If I were teaching a course in Bible, if I were teaching a 101 course at any university or seminary, this would be required reading as the book that sets the foundation for all that we would learn about the God. Because what Rabbi Dr. Schechter here does is show us that the myth that Abraham was the first Jew because he declared his belief in the one and only one God is really just a myth, that it's a good story for Hebrew school and church Sunday school, but it is not the full story, because the concept of monotheism is a evolutionary concept. And actually, it was the God of the patriarchs was not the God of Moses. Moses was really the one who introduced that full concept of monotheism, and then it developed much later through the prophets and through the rabbinic period and against the challenges of Christianity. It's a very, very important book for us to understand God. And so I recommend it to you highly, The Idea of Monotheism, The Evolution of a Foundational Concept, Rabbi Dr. Jack Schechter, S-H-E-C-H-T-E-R. It is published by Hamilton Books, and you can get it on Amazon. And with that, we wish Rabbi Schechter, who has been my teacher, my mentor, my colleague, my friend for well more than 40 years now, we wish him a very speedy and complete recovery, and all good wishes for, as we say in Hebrew, refuah shlema, a complete and swift healing. So that would have left us alone, but as always, the beautiful, the talented, the brilliant, the spiritual master and guide, my holy wife, Ellen Kaufman Dasik, has stepped in to fill the void, to talk to us about what's going on in the world right now. She was scheduled for December, so we'll see how the discussion goes today. Maybe she'll be back again, because there's so much to talk about. You know that she is the world master of the spiritual psychotherapy called Soul Memory Discovery. You can find out all about that at the website soulmemorydiscovery.com. And she is also the author channel of the monthly internet publication called The Cosmic Times, Spiritual News You Can Use. And at the website, soulmemorydiscovery.com, you can find a way to subscribe to that that publication and receive it each month, either by email or by snail mail, whichever your choice. Lots and lots going on in the world today, and I was actually worried that when Ellen comes on the program in December, we wouldn't have time to talk about it all, so we'll get a head start today, and then we'll see if there's enough left for December, or if we'll find another guest to talk to you then. Meanwhile, because we are together in the studio, you can call us. You can talk to us if you want, with your questions, your comments, your insights. So if you'd like to talk to us, you can call us at 800-555-5453. That's 800-555-5453. That's the HealthyLife.net number. Jay, our extraordinary producer, will answer the phone and connect us, and you can join in the conversation. 800-555-5453. 800-555-5453. So, to tell us what's going on in the world these days, here she is, my holy wife, the world master of Soul Memory Discovery, and the channel author of The Cosmic Times, Ellen Kaufman Dasik. Ellen, thank you for coming on this morning. Welcome to Spirit Talk Live.
It is always a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much. What a wonderful introduction. And it's really fitting that you began with Jack's notion about monotheism, because today I think the big thing that I want to share with everybody is not about monotheism, but about the Trinity of all things. We're going to move from monotheism to talking about trinities. And as all of us are so aware, the levels of diatribe and vitriol and anger and frustration and naysaying are so high right now, and really everyone is on the verge, I think, of a sense of hopelessness about how will we ever dig our way out of this level of corruption and blaming and finger pointing and loss of critical thinking and reality. And there's a sense that that the levels of anger on every side are so overwhelming that people are literally getting away with murder and murdering people and taking guns and killing are becoming regular parts of our landscape. We can see even our Earth jumping up and down in anger with the numbers of wildfires and the devastation and destruction in all that fire. And I think it's, you know, Earth is our mother, and it's always, she's always so eloquent in expressing what's happening for us. And so.
And right now, Mama be mad at us.
Oh, the anger is so high. Everything is on fire. Everyone is on fire. And it's a very, very painful and scary time. And on one hand, we understand cerebrally in our heads, we understand that for this new world to begin to emerge, the old world does have to come down. It has to crumble away and disintegrate. And it's one thing to know that in our heads. It's another thing to watch it happening around us and to experience that level of loss. And that's what's happening now. So one of the big questions that has arisen is, you know, we can understand how we might be heartbroken and grieving about all of the taking apart and disintegration and destruction. But the disintegration and destruction look so angry. And what is all the anger about? And where does it come from? And one of the things for sure that everyone is acknowledging is that the presence of Trump as president certainly shines a light on all of the undercover anger that has been shoved down for such a long time, and all that anger is coming to the surface, and it's painful to watch it, but it's also a good thing that it has come to light rather than remain in the shadows, because at least if it's in the light, it can be dealt with. So that's one source of anger. But what is this tremendous anger on the Earth's part, and just really all around the globe that we're watching? And so now we get into a little bit of what's under the surface. Spirit has said for, oh my gosh, decades and decades now, and I'm sure much further back than that, but for me, decades, that trinities, that is threesomes, are the foundation of this creation. We know that three is the number of magic. And why is three the number of magic? And here's where it gets interesting. Three is the number of magic because it's the first number that we have in which we can perceive that there could be flow. So if you have one point, obviously flow is not possible. If you have two points, there can be flow, but once it hits that second point, once it moves from point A to point B, it just goes away and it dissipates. So when you have three points, it's the first time that you could actually have a continuation flow, a continuing flow that flows all the way around through a threesome. And it's that reason that three is a magical number. And what is magical about flow? When there is flow, what happens is the lower vibrational elements like fear and and anger and guilt and grief and shame and jealousy and all of those lower vibrational emotional pieces can be washed away. There's a place for them to go. They can be washed through. And we can see this metaphor being used even in our primal literature. For example, in the book of Genesis, you'll remember that Joseph had the coat of many colors, and his brothers, his 11 brothers, were very jealous of his coat of many colors, and they were very angry and upset with Joseph. And so the father, Jacob, sent them out to watch the sheep and separated them out from Joseph for a while. But Joseph, being the precocious little guy that he was, went after them and followed them out into the fields, out into the desert. And when he found them, they threw him in a pit. Part of the plan was maybe they were going to kill him, but then a caravan came, and instead they sold him into the caravan as a slave to be taken down to Egypt. But the description of the pit is very interesting, because the description of the pit says there wasn't any water in the pit. And so, okay, that's good, you think. That would be a really good thing, except the interpretation is that if there was no water in the pit, why are they telling us that? Because if there was no water, then maybe there were snakes in the pit.
The traditional commentator, the text in the Bible says, Habor Reik, the pit was empty, Yesh Bo Mayim, but there was water in it. So the classical commentator Rashi says, if the pit is empty, how can there be water in it? He says, Aval Yesh Bo Nachash, but there are snakes in it.
Right. So what's quite fascinating then is that we have this separation between anger, venom, and water, which washes the venom away. And so what we can see then is when there is a trinity, flow is possible. And when there is a flow of water, then the venom of anger can be washed away. When there is no flow, because there is no trinity, then venom builds up and anger builds up and nothing washes it away. And so the question is, where are trinities operating? And how can we reestablish those trinities so that there can be flow, so that anger can be washed away? And in the United States, you know, the original founding fathers set up the system as a trinity. There are three branches of government, and they operate together in harmony. That's the goal. They have to be in harmony. There has to be flow between them. There's the executive branch, the judicial branch, and of course the legislative branch. And what Spirit has said is that with Richard Nixon and the corruption in his administration and in the executive branch, the executive branch of government ended up being pulled out of that trinity, and flow ceased. And that's what we have seen. We've seen a continuous building of anger as a result of that since Watergate. And it's a very, very interesting thing that of all things, that scandal was called Watergate. as in the gate was put down and there is no more flow and there is no water and the venom builds and the anger builds. And so Spirit suggested that we do work to the presence of that Trinity and re-involve the executive branch energetically.
And when we come back,
that's what we'll do.
We'll find out about how we do that. This is Spirit Talk Live. I'm Rabbi Wayne Dossick. I'm here today with my holy wife, Ellen Kaufman Dossick, who is telling us really mind-blowing material about what's going on in this world of ours right now. You can talk to us if you want. Give us a call, 800-555-5453, 800-555-5453. We'll answer your questions and take your comments. This is Spirit Talk Live. I'm Rabbi Wayne Dossick, as always, inviting you to come on the journey. Join in the quest.
Inspiration and motivation is just a podcast away at hrnradio.com.
We're back. It's Spirit Talk Live, Journeys into Mind, Heart, and Soul. I'm Rabbi Wayne Dossick, inviting you to come on today's very fascinating journey and to join in the quest that we are true spiritual seekers today. I'm here with my holy wife, Ellen Kaufman Dossick, who's explaining to us the complexities of what's going on in this world today, cosmic times. Ellen is the world master, practitioner, and teacher of the psychospiritual therapy, soulmemorydiscovery.com. You can find it on the web, soulmemorydiscovery.com. And there you can also find out about the Cosmic Times, where she is the channel author of this monthly internet publication. You can subscribe right there at soulmemorydiscovery.com. You can also find out about Ellen's classes and her teachings and her sessions. So do check it out. And if you'd like to talk to either of us today, 800-555-5453, 800-555-5453. Ellen, pick up where you were.
So, work was done in a very very powerful way to reconnect the executive branch of the United States government back into the Trinity of executive, judicial, and legislative, and so the flow can resume. And when the flow resumes, that flow can be seen as, in Hebrew, it would be mayim chayim, waters of life. And waters of life, that flow of the waters of life is enough to wash our world clean of the anger and frustration and despair that can build up and be really venomous and poisonous to our society and our culture and to people and certainly to this earth. So it's a very interesting way to look at the emotional body. You know, the emotional body is seen as the entryway into all of the other bodies. It's like the central foyer. You know, if you want to do work in the physical body, you have to walk through the emotional body first. If you want to do work in the spiritual body, you have to walk through the emotional body first. It's the prime entry point. And so if we want to do anything, if we want to work on any aspect of our world, we have to start through the emotional body. And so we look at these things, water and venom, or water and fire, as compassion, the flow of compassion, or the destructiveness of fire. And what's interesting about those is that we typically identify water as one of the elements of the feminine, and we identify fire as one of the elements of the masculine. And so what's happening that the fire, the masculine, is so out of balance in so many respects with regards to the water, the feminine, that the fires are raging and we're in a drought on the West Coast in particular, and there's not enough water. And so we really have been working on that as a culture. I'm thinking about recently with the Kavanaugh hearings, about how really the whole country and much of the world went into major PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder experiences, as we watched the hearings in Congress that brought to light the whole notion of sexual assault and the disregard of the feminine experience. And there's not anyone walking on this earth plane right now who does not have an experience somewhere of sexual assault or sexual boundary violation. If not in this lifetime, then certainly in previous lifetimes, it's been a central part, almost a foundational part of the weave of the history of this earth plane, in which the feminine has been molested and infested and raped, and the masculine as well, in many respects and many times. And so everybody was really glued to the unfolding of this high drama as it was happening, and really riveted because it invoked everybody's experience of violation and the disregard for the feminine. And so we can understand how it is that fire has been so predominant and water has been missing in action. And so one of the questions becomes why? Why has it been this way? And part of the answer is that the imbalance has been such, first because there hasn't been the flow, and Trinity's, not just the Trinity in the United States government, but Trinity's, all sorts of Trinity's all around have been disrupted, so that there has not been flow, there has not been water. And I'm gonna switch topics here, even though it's the same topic. So just walk with me here for a little bit. If we think about this earth plane, we can think about it as space, that everything that has matter, everything that has form, all of creation, is a part of space. Anything that's a part of space, we think of it as a noun. It exists. It's an it. It's a thing, and it exists, and it has form, and it has matter, and it's part of this material world. That word material is from, of course, the word matter, which is from the Latin mater, meaning mother. As in this plane of creation, all matter is about the mother world. This earth plane, this is known as the mother world. What happened to the father? Well, we know the line, "Our Father who art in heaven." And so we made a separation a long time ago in which this earth plane, this space, the plane of space, belongs to the mother, father is missing from this picture. Father is in heaven.
And when we come back, we'll find out what the repercussions of father being missing are. And we'll also ask Helen if any of this is reflective of what some people are calling male bashing these days. So this is Spirit Talk Live. We're in deep, deep spiritual work right now, friends. If you'd like to talk to us, we're at 800-555-5453. This is Spirit Talk Live. I'm Rabbi Wayne Dussek, inviting you, as always, to come on the journey. Join in the quest.
HRNradio.com, where positive people and podcasts unite.
And we're delighted that we're here with you, and we're delighted that you're here with us. This is Spirit Talk Live. I'm Rabbi Wayne Dussek, here with my holy wife, Ellen Kaufman Dussek. If you'd like to talk to us, we're at 800-555-5453. And Ellen is telling us now about the male who is far away from this mater, from this earth plane. And also, I had asked her to consider talking to us about some of the male bashing that is taking place right now here in reaction, I guess, to maybe to all the sexual harassment actions and all the things that are going on in the society today. Ellen Kaufman does.
So what's happening, and it has been just beginning for quite a while, is that finally, enough work has been done on this mother, in this mother world, to lift the vibration enough so that heaven can begin landing on earth. That is, father is coming home, and the masculine is returning to make a place in this earth plane that has previously just been the realm of the feminine. And you can imagine that there are lots of feelings that are finally being expressed that are leftovers from the masculine being away and the feminine being left with all the responsibility on this earth plane. And so in many respects, then, the return of the masculine is like the return of the king. And the king comes back, but he really isn't familiar with the way things work here. And the feminine has been in charge for a long time, and is tired and is eager to hand over some of the reins to the masculine, but he doesn't quite know how to do things in the way that she has run things all this time. It's very much like what happens when people in the military, particularly men who are in the military and have been away from their families for a long time, finally return. And there's all sorts of difficulty in that transition because she's been in control, and she's been the one that everybody goes to for answers and direction, and she knows all the intricacies of the household and the finances and the carpools and the children's needs and likes and desires, et cetera, et cetera. And he would like to relieve her of lots of that responsibility, and she would like him to, but he's not capable because he doesn't know the ropes yet. And so there's a lot of blaming and finger-pointing and anger and frustration and grief. And at the same time, he would very much like to relieve her of all of her responsibilities because he has felt guilty being away and leaving everything to her. And he's ashamed that he doesn't know well enough how to relieve her, and he wonders if there's a place for him anymore. And so sometimes what happens then is the masculine returns with a lot of energy that ends up being fire energy, and as much as the feminine would like to respond with compassion, she's overwhelmed with the anger as well. So that's what we're seeing in a very, very, very large and archetypal way right now. And so, you know, we can hear then how even as much as everybody is eager for the masculine to return, there might be a lot of male bashing at this point because he doesn't know how to return in a graceful way yet. He doesn't know how to assume the responsibilities that she's been carrying yet. And he comes in like a bull in a china shop because he's not sure there's going to be a real place for him here anyway. And she is loath to give up her power because she's not sure that he can take over well enough. And she's invested a whole lot in the kids and the house and the animals and the earth. And she's worried that he's going to run roughshod over everything. And so it's a very, very, very tender and delicate time on our earth plane. And so we can hear then how without the flow of a trinity, the venom could build and build and build, and the fire could be stronger than the water that's needed to wash this place clean of all the anger. So, take one more step further with me. If we think about this plane of creation, this plane of matter, as being like the plane of space, we can imagine that that plane of space is infinite. That is, it goes out and out and out and out forever. It's like the most infinitely big flat dish or disc you can imagine, and even beyond imagination. Now imagine that just as there is this horizontal flat disc that goes out and out and out horizontally, there is also a vertical disk, and that is the disk of eternal time. So we have a plane, a horizontal plane of infinite space, and we also have a vertical plane of eternal time. So we can imagine that these planes of existence of time and space are gridded. We've always imagined them as grids. And those grids are the veins and arteries through which energy flows. The energy on this earth plane that has flowed certainly through earth in what we call the ley lines has been the electromagnetic energy, and we call it the electromagnetic grid that has gridded Earth, and in fact, cultures across this Earth plane have built massive structures at the intersection of those grid lines to draw on that electromagnetic energy, and so become very powerful. So the church, for example, has built great cathedrals, and kings have built great palaces, and organizations have built great institutions on the intersection of those lines to draw on that power and so empower themselves. And so there are those kinds of grid lines through the plane of time as well. And we know those as minutes and hours and days and all of our calendar structure. Now imagine that with the resumption of flow that happens when a trinity is restored, imagine that with that flow, there is a circular motion. And what's happening is the grid structures, the linear grid structures, are being circled, they're being spiraled, and you can imagine then what happens to those lines as the flow begins and the circular spiraling motion begins in creation.
So we don't have to imagine what's going to happen. When we come back for our final segment, Ellen will tell us what she thinks is going to happen as the grids turn into spirals. This is Spirit Talk Live. I'm Rabbi Wayne Dasik. You have one last chance to call us and talk to us, 800-555-5453. Spirit Talk Live, come on the journey. Join in the quest.
Positive enlightenment. All you need in one place, here at HRNradio.com.
We're back, and it's Spirit Talk Live, and we have five more minutes of this segment before we close the show. So, here's Ellen trying to tell us what happens when the grid, the linear grid, turns spiral.
So when flow is reestablished, as it has been, and the flow begins, and the spiral motion begins, what happens is just as heaven and earth begin to come together, and the masculine and the feminine begin to come together, so time that belongs to the masculine begins to come together with space that has always belonged to the feminine. And so we begin to not be able to talk about time separate from space. It's what Einstein taught us has always been for a long, long time, for forever. Einstein has been teaching this for a long time now, that we have to talk about time-space rather than time being separate from space. So as time-space comes more and more, as the masculine-feminine becomes more and more united, then we have a greater and greater balance between flow and between water and fire. And the water then is always available to wash away the lower vibrational energies. And what comes then with this flow, in Hebrew the word is shefa, it's like a life force flow of abundance. It means then that we can reach into that and find access the elemental resources that we need to co-create this new world. And so even though this water and fire right now are very uncomfortable and even dangerous, and there's a lot of fear and anxiety, it's just a step, and it's a step in the right direction, because eventually there's going to be the balance between water and fire, and that's what's being reestablished now. And in that flow, then, we will be able to access all the resources that we require for a new world. And what are those resources? It is very simple. It is simply light and love, truth and compassion. And so rather than throwing our hands up in despair, and we can rather see this as a growth spurt and an opportunity for doors that are opening into a much larger, more expanded vista.
Even with all the pain that so many are feeling?
Even with all of that pain. You know, we're in human form, and so we're going to feel the pain that humans feel. We're going to feel heartbreak and loss and hurt and all of those very painful things. And if we can simply feel them and allow the flow, they will flow all the way through us. and we will not get stuck in them. Obviously, when there is no flow, we get stuck in the anger and the resentment and the frustration and then the despair. But when there's flow, it simply washes all the way through us. And what follows then is freedom and joy and delight and gratitude, which of course takes us right to Thanksgiving, where we're able to celebrate all of the elements and give thanks for the light and the love that source us.
Well, Ellen, thank you so much for this really tremendous insight into what's going on here. It is so painful for so many, not only because of the reality of what's going on, but because of our confusion and our bewilderment and our lack of understanding of what's going on. And while a great deal of the pain does not go away, you've certainly given us a great insight as to what is going on and how we are to best treat it and understand it.
A great pleasure. Thank you so much.
And thank you for filling in so quickly and so kindly when we needed. And we thank your client, whoever she or he was, who put off your session so that you could be available for this time. We also extend a great Refuah Shleima, complete and swift recovery, to our good friend and teacher, Rabbi Jack Schechter, who was to be our guest today but is not feeling well. His book is The Idea of Monotheism, The Evolution of a Foundational Concept. And our prayers are with Rabbi Dr. Schechter. And again, I recommend so very highly that book to you, The Idea of Monotheism, The Evolution of a Foundational Concept, Rabbi Dr. Jack Schechter, S-H-E-C-H-T-E-R. So, many, many thanks to Ellen for being with us today, for her teachings, and for her availability. And we thank also Doc Collins, who is our magnificent musician who plays our theme song each and every week, and the good folks at HealthyLife.net, Linda McKenzie, the visionary founder, and Jay Cruz, the extraordinary producer who puts Spirit Talk Live on the air every month. We have been with HealthyLife.net for now 10 years, and we're delighted to be part of this radio family, all positive talk radio. We're also, as always, very grateful to you for being our listeners. Next month, Ellen was scheduled to be our guest. We'll see if she still has more to tell us or if we should bring in someone else. Nevertheless, the program is December 19th, third Wednesday of the month, 9 a.m. Pacific, and corresponding times around the world. So until then, friends, be good and do good. Be sweet and be holy. Tune your awareness to oneness consciousness, for in oneness consciousness you are sourced to strive for the recognition and the reality of one God, one world, one people, the power and the promise of Eden on earth once again. As you gather around your Thanksgiving tables, remember that that is the ultimate goal of being human, of being here together on earth, that we should be one God, we should be under one God, as one world, as one people, and be in great gratitude for all that we have and for all that we are able to do and be and give. And that's why we invite you this month and every month to come on the journey, join in the quest. This is Spirit Talk Live. I'm Rabbi Wayne Dossick. Until next month, shalom, salam, pax.